time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Shane Mast with us back from being out of the area. And I know, Shane, it's a real interesting time in the real estate market. What things do we need to focus on this morning?
Interest rates, I think, is what everybody wants to hear about. That's what's been all over the news, and it's been pretty wild the last few weeks.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the things that have taken place. How have the rates changed, and how can that impact both sellers and buyers?
Absolutely. So we last talked 2 weeks ago, and we were talking about interest rates a little bit there. They were already climbing. I think they were just cleared the 4% mark after being in the 2s to 3s for a couple of years, and they are now over 5%. Just in the last 2 weeks, they've gone up again. They're kind of going up a little bit slower now, and even some days they're going down a little bit. But yeah, it is been a 2% increase in the last 3 months, which is the largest increase. When I told you last time, it was since the 90s. Now it's since the largest increase since the early 80s.
Wow. So what are the impacts that will have both now and up the road in the real estate market?
Yeah, perfect. And I would like to talk a little bit about, I mean, it's good to know what's happening, but why it's happening is also important if we have time today.
Sure.
But yeah, so what this does to the market is it the prices go up and down based on affordability, supply and demand, of course. So what we've had for the last several years is, especially since COVID, that really accelerated everything, is we had very little supply, cheap money, almost free money for buyers, borrowers, and that caused the inventory to go down. We had way more buyers than we did homes. So when you have multiple people, and for those of in your audience that have actually tried to buy a home or did buy a home in the last couple of years, it was not an easy thing to do. You're often competing with 4 or 5, sometimes 10 other buyers for a single property. And the reason that was the case is affordability. Rates were so low that somebody with a $40,000, $50,000 mortgage could afford to buy a $400,000 house because their payment is so low at 3%. That same $400,000 house now is 20% higher. So, and interest rates have gone up. So now people have lost 20% of their buying power. And so now that $40,000 income is probably looking more at a $300,000 house, which would have been fine a couple of years ago. But because of these low rates, the average price increase in the last 3 years is 40% for the same house. So with prices going up and now rates going up, which means payments go up, I believe what this is going to do is it's going to raise our inventory. People are going to pause. If you were looking at $400,000 houses for the last 6 months, you're probably not too impressed with $300,000 houses, which you can now afford. So in the short term, it's going to be pretty rough, and I think buyers are just being cautious because the rates are so volatile. If the rates stabilize, which everybody believes they will stabilize somewhere between 5 and 6%, then I believe that will allow buyers to have to at least know what they're doing. Right now, buyers are scared. They go out, okay, I'm approved at 350. They go look for a week, find a house, call their lender for a pre-approval, and the lender says, no, you're approved at 325 now. So
wow.
You can see why buyers are like getting a little bit first they were kind of in this giant crowd of buyers, and now they're fighting against interest rates. So the buyers have had a tough go the last couple of years.
So talk about why all these changes in interest rates and what's going on there.
Yeah, so inflation, you've probably heard a lot. Everybody's heard a lot about inflation. Inflation is caused by consumer spending. So when the government, I have this written down, put $5.2 trillion into the economy with the stimulus since March of 2020, everybody spent that money. People weren't saving, for the most part, people weren't saving that money. All that money went into the economy. It wasn't caused by goods and services being produced, which like from your paycheck or from selling something. It was money that was just printed. So this is money that, basically you can look at it like the economy didn't deserve that money. That might not be the best analogy, but it wasn't produced by the economy. It was put in by the government. So $5.2 trillion of stuff being spent on, this is what caused supply chains. Consumers are buying issues. Consumers are buying way more stuff than they ever had. This has caused inflation. The last number I saw was about 8%. So 8% inflation should be about 2 or 3, but it's 8%. And that caused things to go kind of crazy. At the same time, the Federal Reserve dropped their, and the Federal Reserve is who lends money to the banks, they dropped their lending rate to zero in March of 2020. So that's why interest rates were so low. But now, when we have this big inflation, the government's trying to slow it down. They want us to spend less money. They do that by raising interest rates. So as the Fed raises their rate, the idea is us consumers will spend less money because the money costs more. Because it doesn't just go up on interest rates. It goes up on auto rates. It goes up on credit cards, refis. It goes up on if you're borrowing against your property or getting a second mortgage. So at some point, what they're trying to do is they want consumers to say, wait a second, that's too expensive to borrow this money. I'm not going to buy. If we buy less, inflation goes down. And so that's the why. I mean, there's a, if I had an hour, maybe two, I could go into more detail about the oil crisis, inflation, the stock market correction. All this stuff is happening at the same time.
Yeah, but, it's a very busy time. And for people that are on the buying or selling end, probably a lot of questions, a lot of uncertainty. Yep. And that further illustrates the need to deal with professionals that can help you through this.
Yeah. Do we have 2 minutes left? I can give advice to buyers for 1 minute and advice to sellers for 1 minute in this market.
Perfect. Go ahead.
Okay. This is my advice for buyers right now. Since your payments are, have gone up, my advice is to think investment, not forever home. Like if you're, especially if you're renting, I always tell people it's kind of it's not a joke, but it's kind of a funny way to look at it. So instead of paying 5.5% interest, if you're afraid to pay 5.5% interest, if you're renting, you're paying 100% interest. 100% of your rent does not go to the principal of your asset, your home. It all goes to the landlords. So 5.5% in comparison to renting is still a pretty good rate. It's a great rate. So think of something that you can afford and be comfortable with. And you got to decide what can you live without. This is not your forever home in this market, unless you're a really high earning person. But if you're not, which most of us are not, think of something that you can live with comfortably, afford the payment, and something that can appreciate over time. And if you're looking in long term, 5 to 10 years, it will appreciate. At least it has throughout U.S. history. There's never been a period of 10 years. Where a home did not go up in value. Even if it went down, by the end of the 10-year period, it was worth more than you bought it for. So that last piece of advice for them, because I only have a minute, is don't, if it does go down and you are underwater for a brief period of time, it's going to be temporary. Just that's why you want to make sure you can afford your payment. Don't walk away because it will go up. Okay, that's my quick advice for buyers. My quick advice for sellers is to be proactive. Don't have unrealistic expectations. Just because your neighbor got 15 offers last summer, that's probably not going to happen from here on out, for at least in the short term. Be proactive. Don't expect all these offers. Whatever the market value of your property is, that's what you should list for. We have been going market value plus maybe 2 or 3% because the market was going up so fast. It's not now. We've gotten 3 just in our office appraisals that came in low because they were over asking price, and the appraisers are now also getting worried about appraising things too high. Deal with the first good offer. Don't hold off on an offer waiting for multiple offers because that person might go and find something else. And the other thing, last thing for sellers to get things sold is maybe offer to pay the buyer's closing costs. Their closing costs are super high right now, and people are trying to buy their rate down with the closing costs. So if you can offer to pay your buyer's closing costs, I think you have a great chance of selling your home. Don't expect it to sell in 3 days. It might take 3 weeks or even 30 days or more, but it's going to sell. There's plenty of buyers out there.
All right, real quick, give folks your telephone number so they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, we are 541-391-4945, or you can always just Google us at Oregon Life Homes.
All right, Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes, thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
KQEN News Time is 9 o'clock.